Welcome to the 5 P's of Lead Generation for Professional Services Firms, a free audio course brought to you by Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. For the full experience, join us inside the members area at no charge at 5leadgen.com. Hey there, and welcome back. We are on lesson two of the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms. In lesson one, we talked about how the human brain filters out messages on our behalf, and we looked at how to get past the brain's first line of defense by answering the question, is this for me? That's the first step. Now today, we're looking at the second P of lead generation, which is problem. If you answer that first question right, you still haven't earned the buyer's attention. You've only made it to the next question, which is this something that I need to pay attention to? Now that is a loaded question because there are all kinds of things that you should pay attention to. Your business, your health, your diet, your exercise, your spouse, your kids, your retirement plan, your hygiene, and the list goes on. But the reality is you simply don't have the bandwidth to pay attention to everything all the time. You have to make some tough choices, and your buyers are no different. They have a lot going on in their lives, and you're asking them to put some of that stuff on hold to pay attention to your message. Easier said than done. But if you want a fighting chance, you need to make sure that you're tackling the right problem, because people are obsessive about their problems. We think about them, we dwell on them, sometimes we even lie awake at night worrying about them. We're not nearly as obsessive about solutions. Solutions only get our attention if they solve the right problem, and this is precisely where most firms go wrong in their marketing. Professionals love to talk about solutions. You are, after all, a solutions provider, so you can go on and on and on about the details of your solutions, and you probably do. The problem with that is buyers don't care about your solution until they know that it solves the right problem. Which is why, after crafting a clear profile of your buyer, the next most important decision that you'll make is choosing the right problem to solve. Because chances are your buyer has a lot of problems, even within the scope of problems that you can solve. Now, in the end, you might be able to solve a lot of those problems, but in the first interaction with a buyer, you don't want to claim to be able to make all of their problems go away. You want to focus on one specific problem so you can get your foot in the door, build credibility, and position yourself to eventually solve more of their problems. So how do you pick that first problem? The one that'll get the buyer's attention and get your foot in the door? There are 5 questions that you need to ask to figure out if you've got the right problem. Question number 1, is the problem big enough? There are 2 kinds of problems, big problems and small problems. Big problems get all the attention. They occupy your buyer's mind, they're at the top of the agenda in management and board meetings, and they get budget allocation. So if you want to build a scalable business, you need to solve big enough problems. And it's worth noting here that several small problems don't add up to a big problem. Question number 2, is it a problem that only you can solve? It's not enough to say that you can solve a problem because chances are lots of other people can solve that problem too. You need to choose a problem that you are the best at solving, the kind of problem that you know you can solve better than all of your competitors. For example, one of my services is helping professional services firms develop a content marketing strategy. Now, I know that I can solve this problem better than most of my competitors because it plays to my core strengths as a copywriter. I know that what I do best is help clients create compelling content that attracts buyers. As opposed to something like, say, running pay-per-click advertising campaigns. Sure, I can do it, I have done it, and I continue to do it for clients. But there are specialists out there who are far more skilled at pay-per-click advertising than I am, so it doesn't make sense for me to position myself as a pay-per-click expert because that doesn't put my best foot forward, which is why I position myself as a content marketer, not an advertising specialist, even though I do both. Question number 3, is it a problem worth paying for? Now, if the problem is big enough, it's probably worth paying for, but sometimes there are obstacles. For example, your buyer might believe the problem is big enough, but might not be able to get the buy-in that they need internally to justify the expense. One of my clients sells contract management software and services to the procurement departments of large companies, and the main user of their solutions is the contracts manager. Now, to the contracts manager, the problem my client solves is a big problem. It addresses a major pain point that they face day in, day out. But the contracts manager doesn't sign the checks. They need to get approval from their boss, which is usually somebody at the director level. So then the director needs to believe that this is a big enough problem to want to pay for it. Notice that I haven't said anything about the solution yet. Most people see that the solution that my client sells is superior to what they currently have, but not everyone agrees that it's worth disrupting what they're currently doing to pay for it. So you want to make sure that your buyer not only sees the problem that you solve as big enough, but is also willing and able to pay to solve it. Now, the other pitfall here is when buyers aren't willing to pay enough to make it worth your while, and we're going to get to that in a minute. Question number four, is the sales cycle short enough? Now, if you're already a large operation, maybe you can sustain longer sales cycles, but even still, there's nothing that torpedoes momentum like a long, never-ending sales cycle that appears to be going nowhere. Now, the reality is that many of the larger deals have longer sales cycles, and there's no escaping that. So if you want to sell to the enterprise or to government and compete for those big 6- and 7-figure deals, then prepare yourself for the long haul. Just make sure that you can keep the ship afloat in the meantime, and you have a good shot at winning those deals. And if you're unsure of that, then pick a problem with a shorter sales cycle. Finally, question number five, is the solution scalable? Now, this has less to do with the problem itself and more to do with how you solve it, but it's critical. I've had clients justify barely breaking even on every deal they sign in the hopes that they'll eventually be able to raise their prices and improve their margins. Now, that may pan out eventually, but I wouldn't bet the firm on it. If your margins are not healthy enough at the outset, that's a pretty good sign that you've chosen the wrong problem to solve or the wrong client to target. The number to shoot for here is 50%. You want to earn a gross margin of 50% on every deal. So if it costs you $5,000 to deliver a solution, you need to charge $10,000. Now, if you can't get that kind of margin up front, you should at least have a clear path of getting there, and it shouldn't take years. So to recap, here are the five questions that you need to ask to make sure that you've picked the right problem to solve. Is it a big enough problem? Is it a problem that only you can solve? Is it a problem worth paying for? Is the sales cycle short enough? And is the solution scalable? Now, I don't want you to let this process scare you because I'm not suggesting that you remove every solution from your website except the one that solves this particular problem. We're just picking the one problem that'll stand out enough to get your buyer's attention. Once you have their attention, once you get the first deal, once there's a relationship, you can then go and solve as many problems as you want. To help you with this exercise, we put together a worksheet that'll walk you through the process of asking these questions and prioritizing the problem that you're going to tackle first. You can find that worksheet inside the members area of the course. And on that note, if you haven't registered yet for the course, head over to 5leadgen.com to get immediate access to all the worksheets and bonus materials. It is 100% free of charge. That's 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. That is all for lesson 2. Next up in lesson 3, we're going to look at how to craft a promise that your buyers simply cannot resist. Stay tuned for that, and thank you for listening.